Hello. I know some of you will have heard some of my story before. I make no apology for telling you it again, because it's really good to keep telling people about things that God has done in your life. And it continues to build faith when we hear about the works that God does. So, yeah, let me just start by saying that I'm Vicky, and I'm a Christian.
Yay!
So what does that mean? It means that Jesus has revealed to me who he is, and I've accepted him as Lord of my life. It means that I have an absolutely sure and certain hope that all my sins have been forgiven, and that I'll live with Jesus for eternity when I die. It means that I'm stirred to try and live a life that reflects who Jesus is and what he's done for me. And it means that Jesus is always by my side, no matter what I face. And I'm a Christian because I have felt and encountered the amazing power of Jesus at work in my life, in everyday small blessings and in massive life-changing ways. But being a Christian doesn't take away from the fact that I'm still human. I'm nowhere near perfect, and I continue to make mistakes, and I still live in a broken world where horrible things happen. And one of those things that happened was to me at the end of 2014, I was diagnosed with a type of cancer called Hodgkin lymphoma. And I went to the doctors originally because I thought the glands were swollen in my neck. I thought I was a bit run down. But I had two small children, so it wouldn't have been a surprise if I was just a bit low in iron or a bit run down. But yeah, it turns out it was a tumour. And it was a massive shock because I hadn't been feeling unwell. I didn't have any symptoms. And yeah, I went through various biopsies and tests, and I was told that I had stage 3 cancer. That I also had tumours not only in my neck, but under my arms, at the top of my chest, and that one was 10 centimetres by 6 centimetres long. That was a big one, in my abdomen and in my spleen. And so I started chemotherapy in the following January, in January 2015. But then, during one Sunday morning service in the February, so I'd had 2 rounds of chemo, but that Sunday morning, one of our elders, Marshall, he felt a specific call for people who wanted healing to come along to that evening's prayer meeting. So I went along because I was like, yeah, I want to be healed. I want to see my kids grow up and I want to, you know, yeah, live my life. And at the meeting that Sunday evening, I was anointed with oil and I was prayed for by the elders and by other people in our church. And as I was being prayed for, I felt the most overwhelming touch of the Holy Spirit that I've ever felt in my life. The way I felt it was a burning sensation in all the places where I had a tumour. I felt a burning sensation in my neck and at the top of my chest, in my stomach, under my arms. And it wasn't like nothing I've ever experienced before. It wasn't painful. It was like that feeling when, you know, you get flushed with embarrassment and it's that searing heat that suddenly comes to your face. And it was amazing. It was like nothing I've ever experienced before. And I knew instantly, because I have a relationship with Jesus, I knew that this was a touch of the Holy Spirit. And I really felt in my absolute heart of hearts that I had been healed there and then. But the only place I'd ever been able to feel a lump was in my neck. And so the other tumours that I had were too internal to be able to feel. I just knew they were there because I'd had the scans and everything. But that evening when I got home after I'd been prayed for, and my hand is always drawn to my neck, it's something there to feel, and I couldn't feel the lump anymore. The lump had gone. But obviously, I didn't know whether any of the other tumours had gone in my body because they had to be I had to be scanned to see whether they were still there or not. So I had a routine scan 4 weeks later, and when my consultant phoned me with the results, She told me that I'd had a complete response. So that's the medical term for meaning that there is no cancer left in my body. Woo! Now, I will let you into a secret that this type of cancer that I had, Hodgkin lymphoma, it is one of the most aggressive types of cancer. It grows really quickly, it spreads really quickly. But it is also one of the types of cancer that does have a high cure rate in terms of chemo. Okay, but I want to kind of dispel any myths that this was not of God, because it was of God. Because the other thing I want to tell you about this type of cancer is that whilst it does have a high cure rate and the chemotherapy works really well, even if the tumours do go or they shrink and that's what's hoped for, there's always scar tissue left where the tumours have been. And when my consultant phoned me, she said, not only have you had a complete response, but your scan shows it's like there's never been any cancer in your body. There's nothing there. There's no scar tissue. Yeah, it was like the scan of a healthy person who's never had any cancer. So God didn't just heal me, he restored my body. Jesus healed me. He restored my body. If you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you. I want my testimony to tell you that Jesus is alive today. He's not just a person from the Bible that might have walked on the earth, who performed some miracles maybe back then in that day, but he is alive today. He works miracles today. He can heal today. And I'm living proof of that. And also to our church family, I just want to again say to you, you know, let my testimony and what God has done in my life just stir you again to have that faith for healing. Okay, we don't always understand the ins and outs of, you know, sometimes God doesn't heal right now, or, you know, he does heal this person, but let God just stir you again to have faith for healing, because I know that, yeah, he does heal. And I want you to know that too.